This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. We begin with some sad news just in from the Vatican. We have just heard that former Pope Benedict has died. Sad news as well. Out of the news world, legendary news anchor Barbara Walters has also died. CBS's Meg Oliver with a look back at her life.
She was a writer at CBS in the 1950s. She went on to shatter journalism's glass ceilings. She was a reporter at NBC's Today Show and then the first female co-host. When she moved to ABC News, she became the first woman to co-anchor an evening newscast.
Barbara Walters was 93. Now that former President Trump's tax returns have been released to the public, what happens now? Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
The IRS will finish the audits that were started late, the audits that haven't been completed. And frankly, I think one of the stories to come out of the release of these taxes is that the IRS is really outgunned when it comes to the resources that the former president has brought to bear on this issue.
A major break in the murders of four Idaho college students. Authorities have arrested 28-year-old Brian Koberger at his parents' home in Pennsylvania, more than 2,500 miles from the murder scene. Skylar Jacobson used to run with him, and he's in shock.
I couldn't believe who it was. I would text him like, hey, you want to go for a run? I was just in like complete shock. It was so close to home.
Forensic analysis allegedly linked him to the crime scene. He's being held without bail. An Arizona court ruled that the state can impose a recent ban on abortion because of a very old law. KPHO-TV's Dennis Walsh with details.
We're looking at a state law that dates back about 150 years. Now, that was put on hold back in the fall pending the outcome of this legal appeal. Now, this is the so-called territorial law that carries a prison sentence of up to 5 years for anyone who assisted in the medical procedure. And there was no exception for rape and incest.
A major utility company is facing a new mandate. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
North Carolina utility regulators have ordered Duke Energy to generate electricity that can help ensure greenhouse gas reductions mandated by law are met. The utility has also been told to aim to retire its remaining coal-fired power plants in the state by 2035.
Deciding where to go party and ring in 2023 is a big decision, but figuring out how to get home, especially if you've had champagne, is another. There's always Uber and Lyft, but be prepared to wait and pay more money because it's a big night with a lot of demand. You can also check with your city's public transportation. Some of them across the country are offering free rides on New Year's Eve to make sure you get home safe. This is CBS News.
Facet Wealth is an SEC-registered investment advisor. They offer customized financial planning for you, not just your assets. Learn more by calling 888-598-3960.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much, from the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. It really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out The Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I wasn't reminded of Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio, streaming 24/7 at WAUK.
On the line with us is our buddy, Dr. Michael, University Distinguished Professor and Director of the Center for Science. A number of books, most recently, The New Climate War. Michael Mann with two N's, M-A-N-N. That is his website. His Twitter handle is Michael E. Mann. And Dr. Mann, welcome back to we haven't talked since the COP27 event. And I'm curious your take on what happened there.
Yeah, thanks, Thomas. With you. COP27 was in some ways successful, in other ways not so successful, relative, for example, to the previous National Climate Summit in Glasgow a year ago. We did see the approval of a loss and damage clause, basically, in the International Climate Agreement. And what that will do is essentially, you know, come up with funds from the industrial powers of those countries like the U.S., the EU, who benefit from two centuries of cheap access to energy at the expense, of course, of the rest of the world. Those countries raise the funds necessary to help the developing world, the global south, consequences that they are already feeling for a they had very little role in creating. So that's really important. That was sort of a sticking point a year ago that was agreed upon. It was a major advance in the international.
I understand that the big challenge now is funding it, getting it funded, and then they're talking $1 billion here and there. Correct me if I'm wrong. And I'm looking at the five largest fossil companies are making tens of millions of dollars in just profit, leftover money every quarter. Was there any conversation about going after that have been lying to us for 60 years rather than just the
No, and that's one of the areas where the proceedings have been disappointing, right? I mean, the fossil fuel companies have been recording record profits in the last year or so. They're the ones who created this problem. They haven't really had to pay for it. And unfortunately, too many friends in high places. For example, both Russia and Saudi Arabia a role in the negotiations basically to prevent repercussions for the fossil fuel industry. We did not see the sorts of commitments to see from the major polluters of the planet to substantially commit to phasing out not just coal, which is the worst of the fossil fuels, but all fossil fuels. There was not language agreed to phase out fossil fuels. We're still stuck with the much weaker phase down, which basically encourages or at least provides support for business as usual. Not business as usual. We need the countries of the world to make good on their commitments. The United States, the EU, now Australia, we've all committed to making these substantial reductions in carbon emissions, 50%, 40% reductions in carbon emissions over the next decade, which is necessary if we're to avert a truly catastrophic warming of more than the EU, are still building new infrastructure. The IEA, the International Energy Agency, a conservative agency, has said there is really no compatibility with the commitments between that these countries like us have made and the actions that we're taking. And so the actions aren't yet living up to the words. We did a ratcheting up of the commitments that we had hoped to see. You know, the words, but the deeds, the action necessary from the major polluters of the and everybody else.
How, and fascinating piece, I believe, in the Financial Times yesterday, talked about it on the air about how India is, it was a Substack newsletter to which this guy was traveling around Gujarat, one of the northwest provinces. They're trying to become solar energy exporter, and not just to India, that state, but to an international exporter. I mean, there's like some little, you know, rays of sunshine here and there. But how bad are things right now? I mean, you said, you know, truly catastrophic, and yet, you know, we're right in the United States yesterday from climate change. You know, these severe storms that are going through the Southwest, or rather, that are amped wildly. I mean, how it seems pretty bad right now. Last year, we had 113 degree weather for 3 days a row in Oregon that just, you know, is like killing trees all over the state, all over the Pacific. People really wake up, and how bad do you expect over the next couple of years? How rapidly are we looking at a logarithmic severity of these storms and things?
Yeah. Well, you know, when it comes to denial, you know, we're largely past it. Lately, what we've seen on Elon Musk's is that he has now provided open season to climate change. To flood Twitter with climate change.
Which is, Tesla was this big green company. I mean,
villain in the space of just a few years, because that's essentially. You know, this question of when do we encounter dangerous climate change? As you allude to, it's here. We are. Devastating climate consequences here in the United States, around a third of Pakistan flooded by those summer storms earlier this year. Climate change has arrived, and it's a question of how bad we're willing to get. Now, here's the good news. The commitments that we have on the table from, you know, the nations, mostly from COP26 a year ago, a bit, you know, more now from COP27, for example, now is under new leadership and is more supportive of making substantial reductions in carbon emissions. So if you take those pledges that are on the table, and they have to be lived up to, caveat, but if you take those pledges, if the countries of the world are good on the pledges they've already made, that keeps warming Fahrenheit. And we were headed more towards like 7 Fahrenheit at the time of the Paris Agreement. So that's substantial progress, but it's not good enough. We've got to keep warming low. We've got to keep it below 1.5 Celsius, 3 degrees Fahrenheit. And again, it can't just be words. It's got to be plants expanding pipelines for natural gas and oil is fundamentally incompatible with preserving essentially a livable planet for us.
Yeah. More or less 10 years ago, you and I were talking on the air about this theory, radical is maybe not quite the right word, but this we're seeing these what we now refer to as cyclone events, I guess. You know, super cold weather. Had a terribly cold winter in Washington, D.C. that year. As a consequence of the melting of the sea ice in the Arctic, and that's going to have this impact on the and it was like a theory that was being debated and dismissed, in fact. And now, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, it is, you know, widely accepted. Just going that they're amplifying really fast. So, you know, back to my question, are we going to see a grid or a straightforward progression? In other words, you know, is next year going to be just, you know, 1 or 2% this year? Or is next year we're going to be 10 or 20%? I realize you can't quantify it numerically, but how is this playing out right now? And what tipping points
the work you're referring to is the work of my colleague, Jennifer Francis.
That's right.
From Woods Hole, who's done really important work, both looking at the observations, looking at the patterns in the observations, and looking at what models have, and making an argument for a number of years that change is impacting the winter jet stream in the way that's giving us, for example, more of these polar vortexes, the deep freeze that Texas experienced last year. I think she makes a credible. I think there's increasing evidence for that hypothesis. It is still debated within the scientific community. People accuse climate scientists of being alarmists and over. No, you know, we're constantly debating with each other. But when it comes to some of the details, they're actively debated in good by scientists. And this is one of those details. Precisely climate change will impact winter weather. But, you know, a betting person, you know, if you're risk, you know, you really want to consequences, what we call the tails of the distribution. If we're wrong, and, you know, what if Jennifer is right, and indeed we're likely to see a greater in these extreme winter events than the model? That's an example of one of those amplifying effects. Extreme weather events in the summer, our own tests that climate models aren't capturing the impact that warming is having on the summer jet stream. Very persistent weather extremes that you've seen on the coast, the heat dome a couple summers ago, we've seen that there is an increase in these events that isn't captured by climate models. Now, what the climate models are getting right is the over warming of the planet. That has been pretty much linear to as we continue to put more carbon pollution in the atmosphere. The models have predicted that. In fact, ExxonMobil scientists predicted that decades ago. But the impact of warming, the extreme weather events, the collapse of ice shelves, all of these things seem to be happening faster than
expected. Yeah, we're talking with Dr. Michael Mann. Dr. Mann, can you stay for a few minutes?
Absolutely.
Great, thank you so much. We'll be right back. Dr. Michael Mann, michaelmann.net, Michael E. Mann.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And with two N's on both michaelmann.net, Michael E. Mann on Twitter. We'll be right back.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. One of the best prices for medical alert devices in the country. If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert line right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our price starting at $1 a day. That's it. Your loved one or yourself, protected by the largest medical response network in the country. If you need a medical system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, right now and start 24/7 protection for about a day with no setup fees, equipment charges, long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Stay safe now for our best price. 307-0603. 800-307-0603. 307-0603.
Books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient and the directed hope of modern thinkers, the letters of ancient sunlight, the fate of the world, and what before it's too late by Tom Hartman. Discover the fate of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossils on civilization. Read about the coming new ice. What must be done soon? Understand how ancient valued community and cooperation, and what we can do them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the of wealth, and the wealth of security. The land of ancient sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our member. Here is your guide, the last Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. Not a CEO. You're probably screwed. In his book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can A product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our founding fathers has been systematically dismantled over the past century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super-rich corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. We'll survive only if we the people stand up, speak, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's and what we can do about it, visit TomHartman.com. Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine books.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population are boiling over the limits within which society can function. Busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the Mughal Peru to modern Denmark and targets five areas of policy: national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, specific and immediate reform, radical in scope. It's the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
My opening rant today, it's usually published over at HartmanReport.com. You can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
There are no good solid numbers on it, but it appears the majority of people who have Medicare Advantage programs or plans believe that they're on Medicare. See for a commercial, right? I realize that when you sign up for Medicare Advantage, you are leaving behind Medicare, and you may never be able to get back to it, or at least not that you could have if you had signed up for it when you were 65 and you started it. And now stepping into this void comes Congressman Mark Pocan and Congressman Ro Khanna with the Save Medicare Act that would prevent this deceptive advertising and marketing by forbidding insurance companies and HMOs and whatnot from using these so-called Medicare Advantage plans. We be supportive of this. There's a whole video about it over at TomHartman.com. Twenty-four minutes past the hour. Welcome back. We're talking to Dr. Michael Mann. And Dr. Mann, if we the one of the world's premier climate scientists, the University Distinguished Professor and Director of the Center for Science and Sustainability in the Media at the University of Pennsylvania, and the author of Climate War. Dr. Mann, I'm you know, we've kind of talked about the challenges that the world is facing right now, and the failures of COP27, how things are accelerating and all that sort of thing. Also, it seems an awful lot of good stuff going on, and things that most encourages me is the Sunrise. Although we've reached out to them a couple of times to come on the program, who wants to do so? It's just kind of strange. What I'm seeing is young people across this country and across Europe. You know, Greta Thunberg, the iconic leader of this movement in some ways, or at least kicking it off, really taking this seriously and really moving forward. And young politicians also in the United States. What are your thoughts on that? What's your understanding of that? And this is going to play out. We've got about a minute and a half minutes here, 2.5 minutes here before the break.
Sure. Well, I think, first of all, the problem you're having, Tom, in getting them on the show is they're the sunrise. You've got an afternoon show. So if you can maybe...
That's terrible.
Okay. Sorry. It's dad after all. And I am a dad. I am a father. I have a daughter who's now 16 years old. But, you know, I remember... when she was younger, and I thought about what sort of world we're leaving for our children. What do we want our legacy to be? And I think when you talked about the youth climate movement, about Greta Thunberg and all those other climate advocates and the Sunrise movement, is that we talked about before, they've recentered this conversation where it should be. For too long, we've let it be entirely about science and politics and economics and framed. When in fact, this is fundamentally an issue of ethics. What sort of planet do we want to leave behind for generations? And on a daily basis, the Sunrise movement, the youth climate movement, they remind us of that.
Yeah, and they're doing so in a way that increasingly is hard to ignore. I think it's a really good thing. I have, I've got two grandchildren, 2 and 4 years old, and they're going to be in the 2080. They're going to be my age. I mean, that's just mind-boggling. Professor Mann is going to be with us. Thank you so much for dropping by today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
MichaelMann.net.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-99.
And Michael E. Mann with 2 N's on Twitter. And check out his book, The New Climate War. We'll be right back with your call. The news of the day.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save someone you love. And right now, they need your help. Want to save more lives through early detection by offering free or low-cost breast screening exams. Your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and tax donation receipt. Call right now. 800-280-9435.
The holidays are here, and we're savoring every moment with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers chef-crafted recipes right to your door, so we can skip the trip to the grocery store and spend more time celebrating the season with those we love. HelloFresh makes it easy to host. Simply add some seasonal flavor to our weeknight dinner routine with their eats recipes and crowd-pleasing quick meals. Whether you're at a holiday party or just stocking up on snacks, you'll find it all at HelloFresh Market. From quick breakfasts to charcuterie boards and desserts, never been easier to prep for a party or fill your pantry. Plus, with 25 weekly recipes to choose from, there's always something new to try. Love. Louise and I love how flavorful HelloFresh meals are, and all we've learned about different sauces and cooking techniques. We bring meals. Sign up today at HelloFresh.com/Tom21 and use the code Tom21, THOM21, 21 free meals plus
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
CBS News Special Report. Former Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI has died. He was the first pope to resign in nearly 600 years. Here's CBS's Steve Kathan.
In February of 2013 came the announcement no one on earth was expecting.
Benedict XVI, 85 years old and frail, told a meeting of cardinals he no longer has the physical and mental strength to carry out his responsibilities.
The spiritual leader said he was going to retire, the first pope in centuries to voluntarily do so. As Pope Emeritus, Benedict chose to spend the rest of his days in prayer and contemplation. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Pope Francis publicly shared the news about his predecessor being very ill this past week, inviting people to pray for him. It's unclear how and in what capacity he'll be mourned. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, dead at 95. CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Jenny.
It's up to all of us. It's not just up to Democrats. Are we ready to rid our country of this perversion and deception? You know, are we sick of massacres at churches, grocery stores, theaters, concerts? Are we sick of adults forcing children who are raped into pregnancy? When is enough enough that we're going to vote out those fascists?
I'm putting you down for Caller Hall of Fame today. We have to carry these messages, even if the Democratic Party is incapable. You keep it up, sister.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.